The VA hospitals in Tennessee and Kentucky are taking a page from the pharmaceutical playbook and reversing it. They've hired what are effectively drug reps, but instead of encouraging physicians to prescribe, they're often counseling doctors against giving their patients opioids, WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
These are trained pharmacists at each VA hospital, and rather than just lecturing a room of physicians or sending literature in the mail that goes straight to the recycle bin, they go and sit in a doctor's office. They ask about the kids and the golf game. Then they go through a slick one-on-one presentation. It's called academic detailing in the drug industry. Mark Slagle with the VA in Tennessee told a group of medical professionals in Nashville this week that it's a proven method.
Well, I would ask you, does detailing pharmaceuticals work for the pharmaceutical industry? Yes, it really does, or they wouldn't put all the money that they do into it.
Slagle says he's even monitoring his team's contacts through a program called Salesforce, making sure they don't wear out their welcome. Like drug reps, he wants them to come back for a follow-up visit to reinforce the cautionary message about opioids. The sales calls have been cited in the Journal of the American Medical Association, and they're getting some credit for helping reduce opioid prescriptions by a third at VA facilities in Tennessee and Kentucky over the last 3 years. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.